Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, Chapter 111. Chapter 111 has some very famous verses, and at the same time also, very importantly, is connected to Chapter Kuf Yud Beis, the next Mizmer as well. So we'll see how that comes out to play. It does bear out in one of the introductions to the chapter. But in it, we have, I guess you could say, three very famous verses. Zecher Asal Liflosav, this is verse 4. Chanun Vachum Adonai, that Hashem has made a memorial for His wonderful works, that Hashem is gracious and full of compassion. Verse 6. Koach Masav Higi Liamo, Chaseis Lahem Nachal Asgoyim, that He has declared for His people the power of His works, Koach Masav, in giving them the heritage of the nations. That's a very famous work. We'll get to what that one is in a moment. And then lastly, is verse Yud, the last verse in our Perek, Reishis Chachman Yuras Adonai Seichel Tov L'chol Aseihem, Tilso Omedes La'ad. We say that every morning, that the fear of Hashem is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding have all they that do thereafter, His praise endures forever. Of course, there's more to the chapter than those three verses, and obviously they fit in very nicely to what's going on in the chapter. And we'll get to them as we get to them. Crucial as well to the text is the Aleph Beis formation in a very short form. In 10 verses, you get the Aleph Beis. In the first, eight verses, it's two letters per verse. In each pasuk, you have two of the Aleph Beis, and then in Tes and Yud, in the last two verses, you have three. So, for example, in pasuk Aleph, after Halukah, you have Odeh Adonai b'chol levav, the Aleph of Odeh, and then Bisod Yesharim ve'eda, the Beis of Bisod, and then the next one is Gidolim Maase Hashem. Right, so you have Gidolim as the Gimel. So you see the breaks into it. It helps you to break out the psukim also, which is good. And then the last two verses you have in verse 9, Pidus Shalach Li Amo, that's Pei, Tziva Li Olam Beriso, that's Tzadi, Kadosh Vinora Shemo. You have the Kuf. Also, for the sake of this one, very famously we have in Ashrei, where we don't have the Nun, here we do have a Nun, in Ne'emanim Kol Pikudav, in verse 7. So it does help to break up the verses, and to break up the sections of the verses for analysis. And we'll begin as follows. Says Rashi in his Hakdama, Mizmor Sehusad B'Aleph Beis, this chapter is established according to Aleph Beis, Os Echad B'Rosh HaPosuk B'Echad B'Emse Osav, one at the beginning, one in the middle, so too is the second chapter, i.e. Kuf Yud Beis. Harishon, the first, this one, Kuf Yud Aleph, Medaber B'Shibcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talks about the praises of Hashem. V'Hasheini Misaper B'Shibcho Shel Tzadik. And the second one talks about the person. That's Rashi in his Hakdama. The Radak is similar to Rashi. Zeh Mizmor Ne'emar Ba'Aleph Beis, Shtei Osios B'Pasuk Echad, Ushnei Psukim Ha'Acharonim Shalosh Shalosh, as I mentioned, the last two Psukim are 3 and 3, Ki HaMizmor Katzar, it's a very short Mizmor, U'Mizmor Nechmad Me'od, it's a very, very honorable, very, very holy chapter. Yidaber Bo, speaks in it, L'Hizbonim D'Maaseh Ha'El, one should look into and investigate the creations of Hashem, Lizkor Tamid Nifla Osav Otsem Gvirosav, and should always remember the awesome wonders of His works and the great, great power that exists with God. The Sforno, I'm going through all of them essentially that we deal with on a regular basis. The Sforno takes it one step further. He says, "Bezeh Hamizmor, he's here Hamishor Es Hamon LaAsok BaTorah." He warns the multitudes, the people, LaAsok BaTorah, that they should be involved in Torah. V'lo yisnatzlu l'asur mizeh, people should not get lazy to turn away from it. B'sibas heyos hadrush amok v'kasha l'hasig, by virtue of the fact that the learning of Torah can be very deep and very difficult to understand. V'lo b'sibas tirdasam b'hasig tzarech l'chayisha. Right? It's simply that the fact that a person should plumb the depths and should strive to understand as best as they can, to the fullest degree that they can, without any excuses, without any stories, simply to learn. We'll see exactly what it is. There are a variety of ways internally to the structure to break them down. The Radak sort of sets out a breaking point after verse 3, and then sort of after verse 6. But it's not 100% clear that those are part of the breakup in terms of stanzas in the chapter, although it's legitimately the case according to the way the Radak explains. Let us begin. Hallelujah. Odeh Adonai b'chol levav, b'sod yisharim ve'eda. So he begins and he says, I will give thanks to Hashem with my whole heart, with my entire heart. The way the Radak explains that, b'chol kavanas libi, with all of the intentions and the possibilities that my heart can muster, I will offer praise to Hashem. Where? B'sod yisharim ve'eda. In the council of the upright, literally, and in the congregation. A variety of ways of understanding who that's with. So says the Svarno, who's besod Yesharim in the council of Yishrei Lev, people who are of clear and pure and straight heart, Shehisigu Limso Divrei Chayfetz Amitim, who've looked and found great value and great objects of truth there in the Torah, Ve'eda, and also in the congregation. What's that? In Ma'amad HaTalmidim, in a gathering of the students who are coming to hear the Chachmei Dor, to come to hear the teachers of the generation. Similarly, the Malbim says, who is that? That's the Sod Yesharim. He says, Shehem Ba'alei Habina. These are the ones who really understand HaMevinim Darchei Hashem, who understand the way of Hashem, Ve'enei HaElokus V'Sodosav, really understand the Sodos, the true secrets of God. Ubein B'socha Eida, what's Eida? Him kol ha'amon hanu adim lishmo es divari. And then amongst all those who simply want to come and hear what it is that I have to share. And then what is it that he wants to share, that he wants to give? So now really begins the praise portion of the text. Gidolim ma'asei Adonai, dirushim l'chol chefzehem, the works of Hashem are great, sought out of all of them that have delight therein. So what are they? What are they? So he says the Radak. He says, "Gidole maaseh Hashem she'asa banivraim." All of the are amazing and great are the works that Hashem has made in the creation. V'af al pi shehem gidolim, heim dirushim lechol chafzeim. Even though they're so great and so awesome, they are desired. Right? They are desired. They're sought out by all who have delight in it. What does that mean? Klomer lechomi shechafeit lehis bonein bohem v'doreish osam heim dorshim v'nimtzaim lo. Right, that anyone who has a desire to look into them and wants to investigate and understand them, it's there for them. Right, they can simply do it. Not just the highest of the high in terms of people, but anyone who really has a want and a desire to understand them and to appreciate them, that's there for them. That's there for them. Hod v'hadar pa'alo b'tzidkaso omedes la'ad. His work is glory and is glorious and majestic. B'tzidkaso omedes la'ad. His righteousness endures forever. And I'll read the next one, and I'll go back and give you an unbelievable set of malbims here. Zecher asa niflo isav chanun v'achum Adonai. Hashem has made a memorial for all of his wonderful works. And Hashem is gracious and full of compassion. Before I give you that Malbim, let me give you some Radak. So he says, V'tzidkaso, in verse 3, right, his righteousness, Shehu ha'ulam kulo, the entire world is his righteousness. Shehu tzedakam me'ito, l'nivra'im ha'umedes la'ad. Because it is a kindness and a righteousness from Him to all the creations, the ability to look into the world, the ability to understand the Shemayim and the Aretz, and simply that they exist at all, is a great kindness on behalf of God. Zecher asl niflosav, says the Radak. What is that? So here says the Radak that you had a break, that there was a break leading into this, because once in those two verses you had a description of the greatness of God's actions. And here, when you have a zecher, so that's something else. Something else, what you have here, you have now, essentially, is where he's talking to Klal Yisrael. So he says, what is zecher osel niflo? So the reason I'm reading this verse together with those first two is because of the malvim that's about to come. So he says, achar, says the Radak, achar shesipir ma'asav ba'olam, after he tells us about Hashem's creations in the world, shehem gedolim v'no'im, that they are great and beautiful, Siper banivcharim binivrei mata. He speaks about the chosen of all of the creations down below. Vehem Yisrael. Who are they? The Jewish people. The Omar. And he says, Ki zecher asa l'nifla osav, sha'asa imahem b'mitzrayim. Right? He made for them a memory, a memorial for those wonderful works that which he did for them in Mitzrayim. Va'osam hayu tchilas ha'niflaos. And those things are the beginnings of all of the wonders that Hashem has done. Vahiyu kol kach gidolim, shehein nizkarim b'chol dor v'dor. They're so great and so large that they are remembered for all time. So now I want to share with you an incredible malvin that requires us looking back first at the text for a moment. If you look in verses 2, 3, and 4, you have different descriptions for the wonderful works of Hashem. You have Masim, you have Pe'ulos, and you have Niflaos, right? You have Masi Hashem in verse 2, you have Pa'alo in verse 3, and in verse 4 you have Niflaosav. In fact, the word Ma'asav or Ma'asei reappears again in the following set of texts, which is interesting. There could be some further structural analysis on there, but perhaps it's beyond the scope of tonight. So you have Masim, Polim, and Niflaos. So says the Malbim like this. He says in the Bria, there's sort of three ways of understanding things. There's one level of understanding that things are created and they exist as they exist, and obviously they exist for a specific purpose. But when you look at them, they seem to appear to us as if they exist, and that's the end of their creation. You take a chair, you take a building, a house, a tent. They have what they have, and they're for a certain purpose, and then they're done. And then beyond that, you have things that seem to continue to develop and to create in the world. They continue to move forward in the world. You have winds, and you have growth, and you have things in nature. They seem to be that there's more going on with them beyond just simply their existence. They continue to seem to create. And then you have a third level, which is something that's beyond nature or outside of the bounds or rules of nature. Says the Malbim, what we're talking about in these three verses are those things. The Maaseh Hashem, says the Malbim, so he says, they are items that exist in the world with a specific purpose, and Hashem created them for that purpose. So he says, like this. Hashem lo bara es habria letzarcho. Hashem didn't create it for himself. Hachefet al hamaisa ina letzarcho. The object itself and its purpose and its use is not for Hashem. Rak letzorich hamaisa atzma. Rak simply for the action itself of creation and the act of use for it in specific. So he says, "Who chayfet al hamaisa she afik es tchilaso, tachliso, that it will have for its purpose." Fine. So that's one. So he says, "V'yesh." There are those that simply where that they have different multiple purposes. They simply have a continuing evolving purpose in a sense. The continuing spreading of things that exist in, let's say, the air. So they have different purposes, right? So you will have winds and you'll have things growing. So he says that those are what he calls the pi'ulos, the language of pi'ulos. And So then you have the sense of pi'ula. That's where the things continue to evolve and to continue to grow. And the last one is niflaos. I'm not sure I'm getting this as clearly as I would like to share it with you. I'm going to do my best. The language is somewhat a little bit difficult with this malbim than perhaps some of the others we've seen. So he says, niflaos are things that are above nature. They're outside the bounds of the rules. And Hashem doesn't do them all the time. He does them when necessary. But what happens by virtue of having niflos, yiz kirusha hu habore, you remember that Hashem is the bore, v'hu hayachol l'shanas hasabriya, and he's the one who can simply change the nature. V'alkein, lo yasim tamid, achar sheheim rak l'zecher. He doesn't do them all the time, because simply they're for the purpose of remembering. And as long as you continue to remember all of the niflos and all of the other things by virtue of the niflos, so you don't have anything more to do. You don't have to do them as often. So you'll have a miracle here and a miracle there and something beyond nature here and beyond nature there, and you connect the dots from those to everything else. If someone's doing that, someone's doing everything else. So it's a very interesting sort of malbim. So what you have is you have the notion of offering a praise vis-a-vis Maaseh Hashem, you have a praise vis-a-vis Pi'ulos Hashem, then also you have a praise that's offered for the Niflaos of Hashem. Okay, back to the text. Chanun Vrachum Hashem, at the end of 5, the end of verse 5, is the notion of Chanun Vrachum Hashem, that simply that Hashem supplies us with, that Hashem is gracious and he's full of compassion. He gives us the ability to try and understand. He gives us the ability to feel like we are part of it, that we can understand it, and then Hashem gives us everything that we need. Teref nosan li'reyav in verse 5, right? He gave food. Teref, we're going to say, means food. Teref nosan li'reyav, he gives to those who fear him. Yizkor li'olam riso, that Hashem remembers the covenant. That's a very key verse. Malbim writes that the word that's used is teref because it's like a lion which sort of tears its food, right? Tarof, taraf, it's torn up, and like an animal that tears its food from smaller animals, or tears the smaller animals and uses them as food. Similarly, the language that's used in the Torah that we have with respect to the kvishas for the conquering of the land. So he says, "V'chalta es kol ha'amim asher Hashem Elokecha nosein loch," that you have to literally eat the nations that are there. So just like the growing items are food for the chai, for the living are the foods for the people who speak. So similarly, the nations of the world essentially served in some manner. It's hard to say it this way, but served in some manner is food, quote unquote, for the people. And that therefore Hashem is Yizkor L'Olam Briso, because Hashem is to remember his covenant. His covenant is the covenant with Avram Avinu, that that the land belongs to us. So the Zecher, also Niflaosav, what is the Zecher? What is it? What is that he's given to Hashem, to the Jewish people? What is that he remembers? So you could say that that's when it comes up in verse 6. Koach Ma'asav Higi La'amo La'Seislam Nachlas Goyim. So Koach Ma'asav Higi La'amo is a very famous text. We know it well. And the meaning of it, in the sense that what we're talking about, the Zecher, what we're talking about, what's the Nas on the Reyav in verse 5? What is it that he's given over and that he remembers in the covenant? So it's Koach Ma'asav Higi La'amo La'Seislam Nachlas Goyim. It's the giving over of the land to the Jewish people. Famously, of course, we know this text from the first Rashi in Chumash, and similarly to that Rashi, there is a Rashi here. It says Rashi as follows: Koach Ma'asav Higi La'amo. Literally translated, he has declared to his people the power of his strength that he gave to them, giving them the heritage of other nations. So it says Rashi, Kishenasan Lam Nachlas Goyim, when he gave them the land, right, that belonged to the other nations. Hodiyam, he showed Kocho Gvuraso, his strength. That's the straight text. Omedrash Tanchuma, the Medrash says as follows: Kosav li Yisrael Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem wrote down for the Jewish people, or had it written down in the Torah, the creation. Why? L'hodiyam sha'aret shalo, to teach them, to tell them that the land belongs to him. He has the ability to put in it whoever he desires. And ul'akor elu ul'hoshiv acherim, to remove and uproot those and to put others in. Shelo yuchlu ha'umos lomar liYisrael gazlonim atem shekavashtem eretz shiva goyim. So they cannot say, the other nations cannot say to the Jews that you're thieves and that you have conquered someone else's land, belongs to the seven nations. Very similar to the Rashi. The Rashi in Bereishis asks the question, why do we need to know the story of Bereishis? Let's start the Torah at the point of HaChodesh HaZelachem, when the first mitzvah is given to Klal Yisrael in Parashas Bo, says, no, we need the other story to tell us about the crucial nature of the land and its relationship to us, and having our forefathers sojourn and travel and live there provides us with some of that. And Koach Masav Higi Li'amo, the power that he gives to his nation, that it was his. Very famous Rashi. Okay. Moving along. Ma'aseh Yodav Emes U'Mishpat, right? Ma'aseh Yodav Emes U'Mishpat Ne'amanim Kol Pikudav. The works of his hands are truth and justice, emes u'mishpat, and all of his precepts, all of his rules, pikudav, are in fact true. Smuchim li'ad li'olam, asuyim bi'emes u'yosher. Verse 8, right? They are established forever and ever. They are done in truth, right? There's emes again, and uprightness. So, what do we want to learn here? So what does it mean that smuchim? What is that idea of the smuchim? So he says, smuchim means that they're established, or that they're held up in a certain sense. And you have that they are held up by virtue of the fact, as some of the different commentaries point out. So it says the Mitzudas David, who we rarely quote, but it's always worth quoting here and there. He says as follows: Pikudav heima smuchim v'nishanim lizkayim le'olam. They rest upon each other, and therefore they exist forever. Kihema asuyim be'emes v'yosher. Why? Because they're done with truth and righteousness, right? Truth and straightness. V'im ein im kein makom shiu betelim b'shum zman. Therefore, they cannot in any way be nullified, because they're established in the manner in which they're established. Obviously, that they're divine. Right? And since their foundation and they're rooted on truth and uprightness and being upright and righteous, then there's no way for them to fall. And therefore, what you have in verse 9, Pidus Shalach Li'amo, now you have to shift in the structure to the threes. Now you have Pei, Tzadi, Kuf. Pidus Shalach Li'amo, literally he sent a redemption to his people. Tzivah Li'olam Briso, he has commanded not to the world but forever his covenant. Kadosh v'narashimo, his name is holy and awesome. Says the Sforno here, Pidus Shalach Li'amo. What's the Pidus? What's the redemption? Says the Sforno, B'yitzias Mitzrayim, that in the leaving of Mitzrayim, Kedesh Shalo Yimno Eim Hashibud Me'asok Bato Uva Mitzos. Right, it shouldn't hold them up from holding up from the learning of Torah. Remember what we said, the Sforno said that this Mizmor is about those who should learn Torah, and that everybody has the obligation to study it in depth. Ubozet Tziva Li'olam Brisa, and with that he commanded the entirety of the world with respect to his covenant. Ki Amro Ki Alpi Hadvaram Ha'ele Karasi Itecha Bris, because through these things, he says in Sefer Shmos, through these things I have established with you a covenant. V'tziva Zeh Li'olam, he adds the word Zeh, he has commanded this to the world. Why? Ki amnam kadosh v'narashimo, because he is holy and awesome. Ki amnam shemo ha-mora ma-huso mora alav. Shu kadosh nitzchi bilti matana v'hu nora gomel v'onesh. Hashem is all-encompassing, he's everything, he's everlasting. Without conditions, he's awesome, and he punishes and he provides. Kadosh v'narashimo. And then the last verse in our chapter, very famous text, we know, we say it every day, right? A very famous text, very interesting, I'm sure, to really learn it. A number of years ago, when I was teaching a class, a high school class, Hilchos Tefillah, I was teaching the laws of davening. So at the same time, I taught a little bit of the davening. And one of the things that I would do is to show, you know, it was to sort of prove a point that the Talmidim, my students, unfortunately didn't really know what the davening meant. So I put on the board Moda Ani, the full sentence of Moda Ani, and I asked them to find the pause in that one sentence. And there is one singular pause, almost like a slight break in the language. And Kimat, none of them knew where the break was. And I said, if you don't know Moda Ani, you're not going to know the rest of it. So I'd like, perhaps the case is, also with this verse, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, is a very powerful text. We'll see what it means. We're going to share with you today a nice Sforno and a tremendous Radak, a tremendously important Radak on this verse. First, what does it mean? Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. the fear of God, the fear of Hashem, is the beginning of wisdom, right? Seichel tov l'chol oseihem, right? A good understanding you will have who follow all the precepts. Tilasom etzla, his praise endures forever. So the beginning of wisdom is fear. And here comes the Sforno. He says, besides everything else, says the Sforno, right? Ra'ui la'asok b'tovah mitzvos. Person should learn Torah, should keep Torah mitzvos. Ki amnam reishis u'mivchar kol chachma hi yiras Hashem. Right, because for essentially what you have, the best amongst all of the chachma, of all the wisdom, is the notion of the awesome sense of God. Sechol tov l'chol oseihem. V'amitzvos, right? What are the oseihem? The mitzvos. Hamitzvos heinos no sechol tov b'zeh l'chol oseihem. It gives a person a good mind, the right mind, right? Who is that? For Klal Yisrael. Ki amro magid dvarav li'akov lo'osachin l'chol goy. In Kuf Mem Zayin, in chapter 147, he doesn't give it to everybody, but rather he gave it to the Jewish people. Tilaso medes la'ar. B'zeh, he's bo'er, she'tilaso, she'his chalmu ba'amarnu ha'luka, he omedes la'ar. The Tehillah, the praise that was saying to Hashem, so that's forever, because they are the ones... they are the ones who are desirous to understand. They are the ones who are desirous of the fear. Interestingly enough, along the same lines, somewhat connected, and perhaps we'll see it better in the next chapter, where the Malbim does a wonder piece on Yira at the beginning. So we'll get to that at the time. So here comes this wonderful Radak. Radak says like this. This is sort of 10, 11 lines down in the Radak, depending on which version you're using. So the Rak says that in Sefer Devarim you have the pasuk in Perek Yud, the 10th chapter, Hashem Elokecha Tira Vosot Ta'avod Vosig Bak V'chulei, that you should fear God, and you should Him you should serve, and you to Him you should cleave, right? And that you see there, the first thing is Tira is Yira, the sense of awesomeness, the sense of fear that exists. So he says the Radak as follows: V'chein the pasuk hazeh. Hashem commanded that Yira should come before wisdom. Right? Why? The person is preparing his heart to be involved in wisdom. First, really, he should set the foundation by studying and understanding the notion of the awesome fear of God. He should make from it an essential root, a foundation, a basis for everything else. And based on that, he should establish his path to wisdom. Why? Because it's based on a chazal. Right? Our sages teach us in Perkei Avos, in the ethics of our fathers, in the third chapter, anyone whose awe of God, right, the awe of the fear of Aveira, it comes before his wisdom, chachmaso miskayemes, then his wisdom will stand. But if the wisdom is before his fear of doing Averis, ein chachmaso miskayemes, his wisdom will not survive. What's that based on? Right? Why is that? He says, im yilmad adam chachmas hachakira techila, ulai yivhal berucho, v'yiz metzchol hachish ha'osos v'amosim hagdolim hanimtzayim b'chisvei hakodesh. So a person is learning and they're simply investigating and looking deep first. That's the route that they take. So it's very possible that they will come to deny all of the wonders that Hashem has done and Hashem has written down we have in the Torah. L'fikach tzarech lahaktim limud ha-Torah shehi yiras Hashem. First, you have to have learning of Torah, which is yira. V'yasim b'libo lahamin kol ha-kosuv ba. First, and then you have to establish in the heart the belief, emunah, in one's heart about all that's written in it. Chidush ha-olam shinui ha-tev ba-osuv ha-mosin. That the continual renewal of the world and anything that might change in the world and the nature that's gone is part of the osos hamosin. The kasha yizbonin ha'adam b'Torah, when a person looks into the Torah, yimatzei b'darchei ha'chachma, he'll find in it all the wisdom that he wants. Kemoshe kasuv, as it says, ki hi chachmaschem uvina sechem la'enei ha'amim. because it for you will be the wisdom and the understanding in the eyes of the other nations. Ki ein tzarich lomar haTorah vaMitzvos shehem benuyos al derech haSeichel, not just the Torah mitzvos that's based on Seichel, that's based on good thinking and good logic. Ki gam haChukim, also the Chukim, those that which we don't understand. Asher nemar alein she'ein lahem tam, we don't know the reason. Kein hu nira l'rov bnei Adam. But if a person looks deeply into them, a wise person looks at them and understands, begins to understand them, he will find meaning in them very clearly. A person looks into the Divrei Torah and he makes them the foundation for his wisdom. Right? And he tries very hard, he makes an effort to make all the distant things close to his wisdom. V'yilmod chochmas ha-philosophia chareichin, says the Maradag, and if he then studies philosophy afterward, lo tishtabesh da'ito belomdo ha-chochma ba-torah shelama t'chila. His mind will not be all mishka babbles and messed up, right? Technical term. It will not be all messed up in his Torah learning. Ki kvar taka yoseid b'makom ne'eman, because he's already put down a stake in a good place, and all the wisdom will come to it with his strength. Therefore, first it says, "Reishis chachma yiras Hashem." V'yomar seichel tov l'choloseim perush seichel tov iyun tov. Good understanding, good investigation, good looking into the depths of the matters. V'ashkacha tova yesh la'osa es shtehen. And then the providence will rain on a person. Good providence will rain on a person who does both. Right? That he's looking into and he's understanding the wisdom of God by virtue of understanding as well at the same time the Yira of God. So what you have here in our text is this great and awesome notion, the person looking at the Masim Hashem, the Masim Hashem for us. We continue tomorrow with Kufyud Beis 112.